This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I give you cash.
Oh, all right.
I don't want to get called down on the radio for having the cash. What'd you do? What was that over? I forgot. What the heck was that? Oh.
The pizza?
No.
Yes, it was the pizza when I came back from the St. John's.
You did have cash, yeah.
Of course I did.
But you came back with the cash.
Came back correct with the loot.
Right, but then you lost your wallet was the other thing. Where
that was something else. That's when you left your partner dry. Yes, right. You didn't offer to help me out. Yes, that was the other moment. Yes, Al.
Yeah, no, I do. I was like, I got to go to the ATM and help this guy out.
How much you want to bet tonight?
But don't you think, before we get to that, don't you think that the value is with the Knicks tonight?
I think the value is with the Knicks in the series.
So even better.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I think my problem is I could, just for me individually, I could still see the Knicks winning tonight but losing the series. If I'm going to do anything, I would do then both. I'll bet the Knicks tonight. I'll bet the series, but I have to bet the Knicks tonight. Because one goes with the other.
Well, because you're also going to the game and you want a little juice. Well, he's going to be in the house.
We both don't think the Knicks win the series if they lose tonight.
No, I think it's over at that point.
So the better value, well, the Knicks are 2.5, let's say, to win the series.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting 6.5 points tonight, which also means they could lose the game. You're still getting 6.5 points, or you just take money line tonight. I don't know.
What's the money line? Plus what?
That's a good point. Maybe hop you.
Plus 180, Mitch, something like that? Plus 175?
Pull it up. I usually delete these texts, although I have it right here. Mitch, let's see. He's got series price. No game price. That was just the series before.
Okay.
Maybe a little family play tonight. I mean, we're invested in the Knicks anyway.
I'm down. You have to convince me. Just tell me how much you want to do.
Well, how much
would
you?
Let's
go Knicks.
It's the easiest sound in the world. I'm in, buddy.
I'm in. Let's do it.
Right, I'm in for the series. I'm in for tonight. I'm in for whatever you want. I'm in for the money line. Let's go.
Hop, are you in for the family play?
Nah, I'm going to check it out on this one.
Why? Come on. No, it's a family play.
I'm family-wise, I'm going to be the guy that's going to back out of this one.
No, you can't do it. It's either Dove or you're going to be...
Dove is on his phone. I don't even listen to the show.
Dove, he's looking up the odds. No, he's
looking, is that what
he's doing? Yes. Dove was looking up the Knicks odds, of course.
Was he?
Dove, you're going to bet the Knicks tonight with us?
Come on.
I don't think so.
Come on.
Talk about a wet blanket.
I mean, jeez.
By the way, the odds I have are minus 260 for Boston.
Halfway?
Minus 260 for Boston, New York plus 210.
Plus 210? Yeah. We got to jump in on that. I thought it was plus 170.
That's just for tonight.
Oh, for the series.
No.
That's for tonight.
Series.
Money line tonight plus 210.
Right.
All right, so we'll go $100, 50 apiece on the money line, and we'll throw a little scratch down on the series.
All right.
Me and you.
We'll discuss that. I think so.
Now, do you like the denomination, or you want to go more?
No. God, dude, I'm in for 520 on the ticket tonight. I'm
so you're trying to make it back? That's like chasing Sunday Night Football if you got your face kicked in all weekend.
Exactly, chip away.
0-6 in the Big Ten.
Exactly. How much do I need to win 520? What do I got to put down tonight? No, I can't do that. But I do think, and I know a lot of bettors do this. I don't, because I'm not a huge bettor anymore.
Bad.
And I was never into the analytics. It was more just a gut feel. Oh, I think this team's going to win tonight. Let me go do it.
The worst way to bet, by the way.
No, or just... The worst way is I need some action tonight. Let me just pick
That's something. True. That is the worst way. The second worst way is not leaning on any numbers and just going with a gut.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know.
I'm not saying it never works, but generally you want to have some information.
But
did you check the weather if you're doing the over in football?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, come on. I mean, anyway, there are ways to at least increase the odds. Like, I'll give you a good way. Like, if you want to bet the under, right? Say you're playing against... Say there's a, I don't know, the high-flying Chiefs when they're at their apex. I know they didn't throw it that well this year. Versus a team that you just, you don't think they're going to score a ton of points, but and you don't know if you want to take the over or the under. And the team that the Chiefs are playing, they do happen to run the ball really well, which means they could control the line of scrimmage. Might not equate to a lot of points, but the more they got the ball, the less the Chiefs have it, which means I'm probably going under. Like, right. You got to look into those things.
Right, but if those things work, then everybody would have the answers.
Well, I mean, that's...
Yeah, right? Yeah, because everybody's going to have access to that, so...
Yeah, yes. I mean, sometimes the information means nothing, clearly.
Right. Sometimes it does, right.
Sometimes it's almost like a paralysis of information. You incorporate too much stuff. Sometimes I do like the gut play. I'm with you on that, though. Probably, I would think, if you actually graded that out over the entirety of civilization, the gut play is probably not smart.
As for this series, my feel started to change when I saw the odds were astronomical in favor of the Celtics. It was at that point that I came to the conclusion that this was going to be a tougher series than people thought. Oh, Celtics minus 1,000. I was like, no way. You could tell me Celtics minus 450 going in, Celtics minus 500 to win the series, but it was getting absurd. So I was like, I would take, even though I don't think the Knicks are going to win the series, I think the smart play, the value is on the Knicks. Then it went the other way, where the Knicks were up 2-0, and you had the Celtics, who were the better value, even though it wasn't as good as I thought. I thought they'd be plus money, but they weren't. It was even money. Now you're seeing the correction being made, where I think there's now back to being some value on the Knicks, and it's obviously not the value that you would have had pre-series, but you have a 2-1 lead at home. And there's value in that. Even against logic, saying that the Celtics are the better team, and off of what they did in game three, I still think there's value, and it wouldn't be a bad risk to bet the Knicks now.
I'll jump in. I will ride the wave. We will try to create some positive juice. But I think really the best way to look at this, guys, and we can hit you with a ton of different betting strategies and all the information that you want. The bottom line is the Celtics have looked like the far superior team. I would say 90-something percent of the series?
Yeah.
Okay. They looked the same way during the regular season. The one anomaly was when they really didn't seem very interested in playing. And, oh, yeah, by the way, they still won. And Jaylen Brown didn't play the entire second half. So I think while we're trying to convince ourselves that this could still... And you never know. An ankle turn. I mean, Brunson, our hero. But the Celtics are simply much better than the Knicks.
But you were legit convinced on Friday.
They won two games.
Okay, but they still have those two on the board.
No, they got one. Well, yeah, they have two, but they're not up two. They're up one.
Okay.
And that changes things.
All right, so here's the true test. Hypothetically, Knicks win tonight.
Yep.
Tomorrow, you're saying?
I don't know that I would be so resolute like I was on Friday that they're going to win, but I would feel more that if the Knicks win tonight, you said?
Yes.
Oh, if the Knicks win tonight, then the Knicks will win the series.
Right, but then you should, then I would think, if you felt that way after two games for whatever reasons you had, we talked about them on the air, all right, you flush game three, it happens, I know it's ugly and hard to ignore, but you flush it, go get a win tonight, and they're going to win the series. See, I still don't believe if they win tonight, my gut... I still don't think the series is over.
Yeah, dude, it's going to be Sweatsville. But here's why I would feel, stopping short of saying it's guaranteed because it's far from it. I would feel really good about the Knicks moving on to the Eastern Conference Finals if they win tonight, because I know they're not going to win in a similar manner like Game 1 and 2. For the Knicks to win tonight, the Knicks are going to have to play well. And if they, real well, from tip to buzz, stars... reserves, coaching, they're going to have to be on point. And if they get that, that reinforces, because I'm not sure, that reinforces in my mind, all right, they do have the ability to elevate, to play that way. Right now, they've been a little lucky, a little circumstantial, certainly a little tough and resolute in those last 2 minutes last minutes of the first two games. But there's no way they're winning that way again. They're going to have to play great tonight.
BT and Sal on the fan. Josh is in Booton. What's up, Josh?
Hey, guys. Real quick, before I get to my point, if I could just shout out my Little League team. We're undefeated. We're the Booton Grimaces. As you know, we wear purple. We have a lot of Met fans. If I could just shout out them, we're undefeated. And we're hoping to keep that going.
Now maybe Sal could throw out the first pitch at the championship game. He loves Grimace.
Yeah,
we love that,
Grimaces?
No.
Sal might not like it, but that's all right.
Yeah. No, I mean, Grimace is great. I don't know what's worse, Grimace or the shout-out on the air, but go ahead. Congrats to your group. Go ahead.
What age group, by the way?
I have to do it. Our ace would be very upset with me. So I'm a huge Knicks fan and a huge Nets fan. I don't know how to handle this success. It's never happened. I'm 32 years old, and I've never had a championship in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very exciting to, like, be at least good at the same time.
That's nice.
But as far as, like, the starting lineup, I think the main issue why we have struggled is because Cat gets into foul trouble. That's obvious. So if Mitchell and Cat start together and you sit Hart, who is like a spark plug, Cat won't have to be defending the rim. He can just stand in the corner.
Yeah, but he gets a lot of fouls. Hold on, Josh. Hold on, Josh. He gets a lot of fouls chasing guys on the perimeter.
Yes, but he can kind of be like that Channing Frye, Amari Stoudemire, stand in the corner. He could just stand with, like, Peyton Pritchard or Derek White and just stay there and don't chase people. Let him shoot. And Mitch can stay. You know, he also gets a lot of fouls where, like, they're coming at him, you know, early in the game, like Drew Holiday and Derek White.
Is true. Yeah, they do challenge him.
Hate.
Yep.
All right. So, like, if Mitchell's there, he'll get the fouls, and then we'll be in the bonus, and then at the end of the game, Mitchell will foul out, so you don't have to worry about him missing free throws. It's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, kind of an interesting way to get there, but does that seem like a championship recipe?
No.
Let's rearrange our starting five. Let's put our starting all-star center in the corner so he doesn't pick up fouls. Let's take this guy off the bench, put him as the starting center, move Cat to the four. This way, the starting center that now we're moving mountains to start can foul out by the end of the game so that they can't foul him.
Yeah.
I got you, Josh, but come on.
I would simplify it in that I want Cat playing more on the perimeter. I don't like Karl-Anthony Towns inside, especially against a good defensive team like we saw with the Pistons or like we're watching right now with Boston. The Knicks are going to have to shoot a lot of three-pointers. Not that you want to beat Boston at their game, but part of the appeal, if not the largest appeal about Karl-Anthony Towns, is his ability as a big to shoot the three.
Yep.
Why wouldn't you do that? Doesn't make any sense. If it helps by starting Mitchell Robinson, and now two birds, one stone, Mitchell Robinson starts, you don't have him end of quarters, end of whatever, end of the game here. Obviously, at the end of the game, they can manage anyway, but you get them on the floor early, they're not going to be fouling the hack of Mitch, you wouldn't think. Right
there's no
the
way.
Gate.
No, there's
okay.
No way.
So they're not going to do that. And you happen to have him then play inside and Cat outside. I want Karl-Anthony Towns shooting more threes. I think he's their best three-point shooter. I want him shooting more threes.
I don't know why he's not. To me, that's got to come down to some coaching issues. And I'm sorry, you've just got to find a way to stop that trend. I mean, I understand, like, if it happens in game one, which it did, even though they won, okay, it kind of sneaks up on you, but you've got to make sure that you make the proper adjustments so that it never happens again, let alone in game two and game three in succession, which is what has happened. So, I mean, listen, there's a lot of things that we're throwing darts at here and the things that need to improve. You could probably start with this. Jalen Brunson's shooting 38% overall from the field. Yeah. 38%. And I've always gotten on Patrick Ewing, who shot 37.5% against Olajuwon in the NBA Finals, you know, much to the consternation of my partner. Well, that's basically the same number.
Yeah.
So, you know, the standards I hold for Patrick, especially if I'm going to say he's the best Nick I've ever seen, you better believe they apply to Jalen Brunson. So we love you, Jalen, but you got to wake up.
And there's one big difference. Ewing, the numbers that you just gave, were in the finals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Second round. Also, Ewing was going against Hakeem Olajuwon. Like, I know the Celtics are good. Drew Holiday's not Hakeem Olajuwon. I mean, hey, come on here. Like, anointing Brunson better than Ewing. And, like I said, well, I was texting you, we would have, because you texted me first.
Yeah.
About you
with
saying
the Mitch, right?
That,
something about Mitch, I think?
No. Well, about, that was different.
That was,
about the Brunson-Ewing thing. You texted me saying, Brunson, greatest Nick these eyes have ever seen. I was like,
I was trying to stir you up when you weren't here.
You get me itchy. All right, Kevin is calling from the Bronx. What's up, Kev?
Kev.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you going?
Good.
Hey, you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yep, we got you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how's it going? Yeah. So, that's actually nice. You guys just brought it up. I think the, game three was a scheduled loss, it felt like. And, this is professional sports. If the Knicks can't rebound and figure out what the Celtics did in the last game and counter that, simply, Cat needs to be on the perimeter shooting more threes. I agree. He's our best three-point shooter.
I think he may drop
going
down.
Downhill to the basket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get a bad line there, Kevin. Thank you for the call. Yeah, I mean, look, it sounds simple. I don't pretend to be a coach. I don't care about the X's and O's. Some guys do a great breakdown of that on social media. If you care about that, you could find it somewhere else. I want to just watch the games with my own eyes and decipher what I would think that they would need to be better at. Obviously, you'd want you look at the numbers after the game. Obviously, you want to see Karl Anthony Towns shoot more threes. That's a big part of his game. So the fact that he hasn't done it is alarming. Why is that the case? What are the Knicks going to do? I'm going to trust Tibbs in that regard. Bottom line is, though, if they don't figure it out and they get run out of the gym again, I mean, now it's starting to...
It's over.
Well, yes, but I'm saying you could even further it by saying... the Tibbs conversation. I don't want to have that. I still believe in bringing Tibbs back, but these will all be part of the storylines when this series concludes. If the Knicks don't end up in the win column, especially after being up two games to none, there just are no excuses for the inconsistency. Now, you could credit Boston. I think you have to for some of Brunson's numbers. Hey, Boston's defense is good. They have bigger players on it, whatever it may be. Even the same thing with Karl Anthony Towns. Yeah, they're good, but you either have good players who are going to overcome good defenses or you don't. And at some point, the Knicks stars are going to have to overcome Boston's great defense if they want to win this series.
Yep. And listen, I'm not looking forward to having that conversation. We've had elements of it this year. No need to go any more today. Series is mid-swing here. We'll see what it takes. A lot of time to unpack what the Knicks are and what they do and what they have to change. And hopefully that conversation doesn't happen for a while. But I just popped this up. And to your point about Karl Anthony Towns taking more shots from outside. So he got crushed in the court of public opinion because he played terribly, as you know, against the Mavericks in the Western Conference Finals a year ago. But at least he was shooting. At least he went down swinging. I'm looking at his game logs. The first game they lost, he took 9 threes, okay?
What was he? Just not efficient?
No, he was awful. Okay. He shot 24% overall. Okay. He was 2-for-9 in the first game, but he took 9 shots. He was 1-for-5 in the second game. They lost, but he took 5 shots. He was 0-for-8. Jeez. In the third game, but he took 8 threes.
Yeah.
He was 4-for-5 in game 4. They won that. He hit 4. Not quit. They won. And then the next game, the closeout, because they lost in 5, he took 6. He made 1. So he averaged almost 7 three attempts per game.
I'm fine with that.
No, me too.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to go down swinging. Is it a concept thing? Is it a Brunson dominating the ball? I don't know why, but it has to change tonight.
Agreed. And I think that that's part of the problem. With the Knicks, maybe the biggest part of the problem, there's no consistency. You've got to be able to rely on something. Hey, if our plan is A, if A doesn't work, here's plan B. Or we want plan A and plan B to work, whatever it may be. okay, if this isn't working, here's plan C. OB from the corner, we're going to get him some looks. Or plan D, let Mikhail take over. Like, they have the options.
Always a subset to a play. There's always multiple layers to the initial play. Always.
So they have more than enough options. It's just not consistent. And the fact that you could have OB go nuts in one game and then fall off. Like, I'm not saying he's got to be a 26-point whatever he had in game
29
one.
In game one.
Okay. I'm not saying you're going to do that every game.
No.
But you can't go from 29 to zero or whatever his impact has been the last two games here. Same thing with Bridges. It shouldn't be for three quarters you stink and then you show up in the fourth quarter overtime for a few possessions. Brunson, we generally know what you're getting from Jalen Brunson. And Cat, you should generally know. We don't. Yeah. Is he going to be pounding the rock inside? Is it going to be a little mix of inside out? Is he going to be shooting 4 or 5 threes a game? I mean, I'd like to see some kind of consistency.
You know, usually, and there's been a lot of great players who have had very confounding, you know, series, whether it's a conference finals or the NBA finals, whatever it might be. And there's a lot of reasons why. Maybe they're banked up. Maybe the team's inferior. Maybe they just have, they're going against an elite defense. Whatever. Great strategic head coach on the other side. A lot of reasons for that. But I think what worries me, even though I don't want to say I'm calling for a 40 spot from Jalen tonight, I'd love to see it. I think they need it. But the thing that worries me about Brunson here is that even in a lot of the series where guys don't shoot well, great players, they generally have one or two good games. Like, he has been off every single game. Like 30-something percent, 39%, 42%, 9 for 21. Like, he's just off. Now, is he off? Is he a little jacked up with the ankle? Or are the Celtics just incredibly...
I think it's the defense.
I do, too, because Drew Holiday's amazing. Yeah. I think so, too. But, dude, if you're going to be a superstar, you gotta deliver it.
But now it comes back to what we were talking about prior to the postseason. We love Brunson. I wouldn't trade him for anybody just because I love him. I love the makeup of him. And I do think he's a great player. Is he good enough to win a championship as your best player? Now enter the other part of the conversation. Is Cat good enough to be the second guy or a guy who could take over in the event that you play a team like the
Celtics? For that, my answer is no.
Okay, well, but...
Much more favorable with Jalen, no for Cat. All due respect.
Understood, but Jalen's still got to prove himself. And I'm just saying that in the series where you could get potentially shut down...
Yeah.
And we saw this early in the Sixers series last year anyway. Like, it happens with Brunson sometimes. Put a bigger guy on him. Yeah, it wasn't easy for him against Detroit. It's never going to be easy for him. But I think that's part of the reason for the bad percentage or whatever, the inconsistencies. When that happens, it should be okay if you have Karl Anthony Towns going nuts or Bridges or Anunoby. They still have three other prongs that can get going that should overcome Brunson being slowed down a little bit.
It's a good point. You know, like, go back to Patrick, you know, Craig Anthony, with like, you hitting bricks, Starks, okay. But when you have so many options here, it is really unacceptable not to find more of an offensive flow when Jalen Brunson's not doing well. The Celtics' primary mission, now, of course, I'm not a coach, but I would imagine in the dumbest down terms here, we got to shut down Brunson. We shut down Brunson, we got a chance to win.
Right.
They're less worried about Cat, less worried about Bridges, less worried about OG, not really worried about Hart offensively. That's their mission. Shut down Brunson, make his life tough, we will win the series. Well, okay, they've done that, and they've lost 2 out of 3 games, but it's not like there are, okay, you shut down Brunson, you're devoting resources to do it. Well then, why isn't Karl Anthony Towns going bonkers? Why isn't Bridges more involved? There are other weapons to exploit when the focus, the central focus, is to stop Brunson. And they haven't been able to do it. And I was going to say, it's a coaching thing. Like, that's kind of my main thing with Tom Thibodeau.
The injury of Cat. And there's a reason purposely why I have not gotten into it. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear any excuses. It's now, to me, a convenient excuse. He's going to be playing, as he should. He said, this is the playoffs, man. I don't want to hear anything about it. You know, there was the lip reading saying he thinks he broke something in his hand. He didn't want to address it afterward. I don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it. If you're injured and you're hurt and you can't play, so be it. Move on. Get the next guy in here. Then we'll assess it from there.
Mm-hmm.
Karl Anthony Towns, shooting hand, should be healthy. The Celtics are banged up. Jason Tatum's out there with bandages all over the place. Porzingis, Jalen Brown. I don't want to hear it. Cat hasn't made an excuse. I'm not making excuses for him either.
No, and I certainly give him credit for not leaning on it, but he's got to keep that same energy. Like, if he were to have a rough night tonight, I don't want to hear anything about that tomorrow, to your point. I mean, listen, Patrick Ewing walked around with buckets of ice basically surgically implanted in his knees. Like, the calf that rolled up, the Achilles, like, he was an absolute physical beaten-down mess and shell of what he was when he was drafted here in 85. So, you know, there's a time to talk about excuses. Like, when we look back and say, you know, man, if Mattingly could have stayed healthy, could have been this. Or if Matt Harvey's didn't have the thoracic issue, or maybe didn't party as much, or a combination of everything, you know, then he could have been this. I know Gooden hurt his shoulder back in the day, who also partied. Like, that's one thing to contextualize somebody's career. In the moment, you played 82 games in a regular season and a bunch of playoff games. Everybody's banged up. Nobody's feeling good.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Edwin is in North Carolina. What's up, Edwin?
North Carolina. What's up, Edwin?
Yeah. I wanted to talk about the Knicks. And how they need to grow a pair, you know? I mean, they get down by 25, and Boston is still trying to embarrass them, shooting three-pointers. Like, can somebody take this personal? And for the Yankees pitching in the Mets game, it's McGill versus Rodon, Channing. They haven't decided for the Yankees.
Oh, so Friday it is.
Peterson and Clutch.
Thank you. When we get a bad line, this will let you go, but I appreciate the information. Yeah, somebody texted me before, I think it was Hector in Washington Heights, saying that it was McGill for the Mets, but Rodon on Friday. Rodon has been nasty at times, and that to me would not be the best matchup for Soto, although it doesn't really matter who it is. You know, if there was somebody I thought he could feast on, it would maybe get me a little more excited. Soto will still take a tough lefty deep. Doesn't matter. We all know that. But maybe not the most favorable of matchups going in on paper, if it is, if in fact, McGill versus Rodon.
Yeah, I mean, it's also an early read, but it also might not be a very favorable weather projection for Friday. Have you paid attention to this?
No, I have not.
All right, you know I'm a weather snob, usually from the days of getting up early to play golf. Now with the baseball stuff and everything, the softball. This week looks awful. All right, I mean,
this is the truth. I wake up, and every day I get yelled at, but it's always the same thing. What's the weather looking like today? I ask my wife, check your phone. You're always on your phone anyway. Why don't you just check your phone? I don't even pay attention to it. Mm-hmm. I don't watch the weather. I don't care about it. I just ask my wife, or I look outside and see what's going on. So I have no idea.
Okay, I'm going to give it to you in a second. And by the way, I don't ever react to what I actually see or hear the weather to be. Like, if I'm just looking to see if we're getting practice and games in, that's all I care about.
Yeah.
Like, I don't look and say, well, it's raining, let me grab an umbrella. I still walk out there and get wet. Or, wow, it's a little chilly. That's all right. I still wear shorts with my flip-flops going to the store. I don't care. I never, ever actually react oddly to the weather that I check every day.
Also, it's always freezing in the studio. So you also
that's the other thing, too. Yeah, we're conditioned to it. We've gotten calloused here because we keep it at, like, 65, 66. All right, so I'm going to give you the weather first, and then I have a question for you.
Okay.
So, all right, it's going to rain tomorrow, 50% showers. Wednesday, rain, 86% showers. Thursday, showers, 38-39%. Now, Friday, right now it's at 46%, minimal wind, so that's good.
Not bad.
PM thunderstorms. I don't know if they mean PM, 9:30, 10, 11 o'clock at night. This is obviously still a couple days out. Let's say, and I hope this is not the case, but I need your answer. Let's say we get to Thursday. And, we're on the air Friday.
Yeah.
And it's game six. And the Knicks are up 3-2.
Yeah.
All right? And they got a chance to shut them out and move on to the ECFs. And the weather has taken a turn for the worse, where the Yankees haven't announced anything. It's, hey, come, roll the dice. What are you doing?
That's a tough call. I ain't messing with the rain. I'll tell you that. I mean, I made a commitment to go, but in the rain?
Thunderstorms.
If it's raining anywhere from 5 o'clock on, like when I have to make my decision to leave.
Going home?
I think I might.
See, but now the problem is, what happened? Now Mitch is stuck with the ticket.
I'm going to pay.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
The only good thing about this is if it delays the game for like a half hour, I'm good because then I can get there on time and watch the whole thing.
Okay, now the other thing, possible silver lining.
The bad part about the front row too, no overhang.
That's true.
Yeah.
What's the temp? I mean, again, if it's like 50, it's fine.
Oh,
Friday night.
Already.
Yeah, Friday's going to be a high of 80.
Okay.
Yeah, but again, that's at like 1 or 2 in the afternoon. So you get to the game Friday, if it's wet, you know, let's say 8 o'clock, you know, suddenly it's down to 63, still wet, 64. The silver lining would be this, though, Sal. What's so funny? What's
No, Hoff goes, maybe I won't.
Here's the silver lining, though, guys. Because I respect your commitment to watch Soto. And I want to be there, but I'm watching Knicks. And people could judge me. That's fine. But if there are thunderstorms and the game's delayed, you get to watch in a communal environment somewhere in the bowels of the stadium. Now, we got Yanks and Met fans split, but they're all Knicks fans.
Right.
So that might not be a bad thing.
I like it. Now, to me, even better would be if the game gets postponed till Saturday. And I just go Saturday. All right, see you later.
Bye, nothing Sandy. To do with the family on Saturday? You sure?
Well, I mean, if the game gets rained out, it gets moved to Saturday. I don't know when those tickets would be good for. I'm assuming either Saturday or Sunday.
Yep.
I can make that work. So now I get to go home, watch the Knicks on Friday night, and I can still go to see Soto.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to move the Knicks game. So if they're going to move anything, it would be the Yankee game potentially with the rain. That would be ideal, I think.
Are you now? Because, see.
Then I have Mitch come pick me up. I don't have to drive. Saturday or Sunday, Mitch is going to pick me up. I'll buy lunch or whatever. Now I bring some of the surf sides. Now we're good to go.
Now the logistics are what they are. Nobody cares. These are first world issues here. They are. We get it. We got offered great seats. It's Yankees, Mets, whatever. But the logistics suck because you have another job and you got to get from SNY uptown.
And
that's blah, blah, blah.
I'm 100% doing that.
But if I gave you right now, I said, Sal, the game. Will, here's the card.
Right.
This is a postponed card. You can use it if you would like. Would you have the game canceled?
Do I get to, when is it? Do I get to pick when it is?
I think they can do a doublehead Saturday.
I would 1,000% sign on for that.
Okay.
It's easier for me logistically because of SNY, and I don't want to miss any of the game. So, yeah, and I get to watch the Knick game, so it's twofold. Just do my normal job at SNY.
I know.
Go home, watch the entire Knick game uninterrupted, on time, and then Saturday. Now, you know, my wife would not want me to cash in that card.
Well, that's part of the question, and that's baked into the answer.
I know, but this is a big sports week. I'm sorry. There are things. I'll make up for it on Sunday, whenever it may be. Or depending on what time the game is, I'll be home at night. We go out to dinner, maybe. Go take Sammy to the park.
Okay.
Whatever. I'll make up for it. But, yes, I would prefer to have the Mets rained out and play on Saturday.
Yeah.
Although, I'm always a bigger fan of night games and the environment that night games create. Especially in this scenario, a 1 o'clock start for Soto's return
on a Saturday though it's different.
Yeah, it's not Saturday. To me.
Oh, okay,
I just never like day games myself.
Well, I'd much rather be like a Yankee night playoff game or a big series, Red Sox. No, there's different.
Isn't there a different energy for a night game?
Yeah, no, there is. But I do think that this would be different. Like if there's a postponement and first pitch is 1:05, or even if they do 4, really the money move would be like 4:15 if the weather's good Saturday, 4:15 or 4:04, and then like 8 or whatever it might be. I'd rather that than like 1:04.
Right. They probably
because then you get half the night game.
Yeah, but it is Subway Series. They're going to split the gates completely. I would think they'd go one and I think they would go 1-7. Now we're getting way ahead of ourselves. I mean, I'm sure they're cringing even us talking about rain or anything like that. I'm sure they'll get the game in Friday night. But in this hypothetical scenario, because of the Knicks game, nobody's happy about this. We all want to watch Soto and the Mets go and take on the Yankees, his return. We all want to watch the Knicks in game six.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's happy, but I'm the only one who's doing something about it. I'm staying home, and I told you straight up, I'm watching the Knicks game.
But you're going to miss out on the experience that would entail going to see Soto on his first game. It doesn't matter to you. To me, it does. It matters that much. With those seats, his return,
the seats
I want to be
a lot,
there.
Dude. That's what gave me real pause.
Front
the seats are incredible.
Right field, that's the spot to be. Also,
God.
I want to be there for the beginning of the
pop-up to the second.
The change.
With 2-1-2 out in the eighth.
The change.
Against Till.
Like it was in the 80s. The revert back to what it was. I want to be there. As this now, I think you're going to be able to see it or feel it.
Oh, now you're over there. You feel it, see it.
You're going to be able to feel it.
Maybe feel it and see it.
You're going to feel the Mets take back the town from the Yankees.
Not if you don't win the series, you're not. I mean, you can feel that. Listen, he could go top tank in the first inning, and the Yankees win two. I know, right? Right over your head. Right over your head. Just see you go top tank like Tino's in the World Series at Grand Slam.
What I want it to happen is he hits like a second decker, and then it comes back down.
Ricochet?
Yeah, I catch it off the ricochet.
Don't drop it. Listen, you're also putting yourself in a very interesting public predicament.
I'm not dropping
it. Don't drop anything. Yeah. Don't get in the middle of anything. Like, you know, you're going to be all over TV, you know. So as long as you're, I know you'll behave, but just don't like do anything unathletic that turns you into a meme.
Yeah, no.
Don't drop a home run.
Yeah, I'm not going to drop a home run. Right. I'm not bringing a glove
either. I think
you would.
I would bet on you to drop it more than catch it.
I'm not bringing a glove. I'm going to go big handed.
That's the worst thing. Sal's out there with a glove that from like 1991.
Yeah, come on. I can't stand it. No, but and also you got to remember the wall scrapers that might be hit around there.
No, no. They're off the bats of Yankees, right? Well, not if we fire up those. We got to get those like, there's two versions of the torpedo bats. There's the one they opened with, and then there's the ones that they've been playing with. You know, we got to get back the year, although they hit the hell out of it.
Yeah.
And you still want to send down Jason Dominguez?
Yes,
you still want to send him down?
I do. What, because he had a 1-3 home run game?
No, because hitting 310 is a lefty. He's starting to come, man.
Okay, well, then
Dominguez is coming.
Then he should be playing every day, right?
This is a bigger conversation. We were talking about this before the show. We can't do it
today.
We'll
get into it Wednesday.
Not even today. Logistically, with DJ coming back and Stanton on the mend and Rice doing well and Dominguez, like the Yank, and they got some answers that they need to come up with.
Yeah, and it is a conversation I can't wait to have with you. We will do it this week, just obviously not today or tomorrow when we react to Knicks tomorrow. A big part of why I said that was because of the structure, not necessarily
to get him playing time.
Well, not just him, although he has not been great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You could give the numbers all you want. I still think we need to see more from Dominguez. Either way, we're looking forward to the baseball conversation.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
The second pick in the 1985 NBA draft goes to the Indiana Pacers. The horseshoe worked. Basketball is back in New York City, my friend. Have the first pick in the 1985 NBA college draft.
As you can imagine, this is a New York crowd.
Congratulations
here at the Waldorf Astoria. And I don't think David Buescher believes it yet. Well, maybe he does by now. He's got the card. And
Lenny.
I think he's in shock.
We know differently. And here's David Stern with the announcement.
First pick, select Patrick Ewing.
Gives me goosebumps 40 years ago today. Had I known that, I would have wore the Ewing jersey today.
Patrick Ewing.
I didn't know that, but good karma. I mean, that could be another sign. We talked about those signs.
Yeah. I don't think that we'll ever have that unique of a drafting of a basketball player in our city again. And again, I know that's probably a little hyperbolic for some, but I'm going to tell you why real fast. Even though Pat didn't get the championship, God, he was so good, and he carried the Knicks for so long. Warrior. The Ewing in New York was absolutely despised because everybody, you know, there was some Georgetown fan, but almost everybody was a St. John's fan. So college players are one and done, so you'll never have that same element. Like, the Big East was at its apex. Ewing was truly one of the greatest defensive players in collegiate history. He was just a titan of the game. He was just so different, and he'd been around 4 years, so it's now you never drafted a kid's four years and with the first pick. He's 1 year. He's 18 years old, 19, G League, done, whatever it is. I don't think we're ever going to see anything like that. It will never sound quite like that again.
Cooper Flagg to the Nets, not going to do it for you?
No, I'm not saying it's not going to do it for me. It very well might turn around their franchise. But again, Cooper Flagg played 1 year at Duke, and he's absolutely amazing. And I'd love to see him part of our New York sports stratosphere here. I'd love to see him, with the Brooklyn Nets. Hopefully they get a little bit lucky. But no, not like Ewing, never.
I wouldn't say never because you've had – and now, look, it's going to be a rare example, but first of all, it has to be the Knicks in this equation because – just that's the reality. Yeah. The Knicks mean more. So to equal Ewing or be better or whatever, as good as that moment, it has to be the Knicks. So let's say the Knicks were bad and they lucked into a spot where they get the number one pick for some stud a la LeBron, the way that he was when he was coming out of high school. You know what I mean? Like, I know it's far-fetched, but there are those guys in basketball. You don't have to just be at college or one college for 4 years where you could all of a sudden get one of these,
prodigies, these young prodigies. You can. You definitely can have the difference. LeBron's from there. So when he was drafted by the Cavaliers, he's an Akron kid, on the outskirts of Cleveland. But I think that the average fan gets pulled in by familiarity. So even if you're just like a lukewarm college basketball fan back then, he was such a titan of the game. He really was. Like, you could not know who Patrick Ewing was. Like, the shadow just overwhelmed the sport. Now, remember, the 5 years, five and a half, 6 that I'm old, like, I lived it. You didn't live the Ewing. You missed it. As a kid, as a college kid, dude, he was like, that was like the Wilt Chamberlain, the Bill Russell, it was incomparable. So I don't think it would ever have the same juice. It really wouldn't.
Next time,
plus
I'll
the
tell
St. John's Georgetown rivalry. Hey, oh, my God.
I would have worn my Ewing jersey. I did put Sammy in one today.
Okay. A little nursery
school.
Show
you the picture. Yeah, school?
Let's
see. This morning.
Let's see. I got to put the glass.
You get Sammy because we're both wearing.
Look how Knicks happy jersey. She looks.
Yeah, she's happy to go to. Well, happy taking a picture with Daddy with her Knicks shirt. She's got the Ewing jersey on. I got my Starks jersey on.
Is that Maddox trying to weasel his way into the picture?
Can't
the
big Braves fan without that he Maddox. Is. Can't take a picture without him there. But anyway,
that's good. She looks good.
I want to thank you. I would have worn my matching Ewing jersey. Colt sporting his Brunson jersey.
It was left on the floor off, right up next to his bed. He's rocking Brunson to school today.
There we go.
And he wore it the other day too.
Get that big Nick energy going.
Teach you a thing. We don't do washing the Tierney house. We'll be wearing it every day, hopefully next 2 months.
Gus is calling from Ridgewood. What's up, Gus?
Gus.
Hey, Sal, BT. Pleasure to speak to you guys again, and I hope that all the mothers in your family had a wonderful Mother's Day.
Great day. Thank you. You too, buddy.
Beautiful. Glad to hear it. So listen, I have a theory, and I also have a confidence boost.
Okay.
Joe Mazzulla was simply making sure the Knicks didn't get momentum. The biggest difference between games 1 and 2 and last Saturday was that Boston decided to play on in games 1 and 2 without leaning on their timeouts as much. And if you notice in game 3, when the Knicks started getting a little bit hot and started getting a little bit of momentum, Boston immediately called a timeout, even when they were up by about 15 to 20. Happened on a couple of occasions on Saturday, and what happened? Knicks' momentum was stopped. And as far as the confidence boost, last Saturday was just a wake-up call, you guys. It's one that we sorely needed. Boston's not going to let us get momentum anymore. They learned their lesson, but now we're going to adapt. These Knicks have faced adversity before, and we have bounced back strong. And I'm telling you guys, I'm confident Brunson is going to channel his inner Ewing on the anniversary of his being drafted to the greatest city in the world, going from college enemy number one to New York City hero. And he's going to do that well tonight in front of our pal, Good Luck Sal, and we'll get the W in Boston on Wednesday when I go up there.
There you
and
go,
don't worry,
Gus.
BT. And don't worry, BT, you're not going to have to miss Soto's first-inning home run to put the Mets up 2-0 in the top of the first on Friday.
Yeah, well,
stay true to the orange and blue, LFGM and LFGK,
there
baby.
You go,
let's
Gus.
Go.
How about that for a positive call, BT?
How about the acronym HOD? To hop off D's with that stuff.
Dude, why?
This is Mets stuff at the end there.
Oh.
not the Knicks stuff.
I thought he said you're not going to have to. You're not going to have to miss anything.
No, but he's talking about the Mets. This, that, Soto's home run. Yeah, all right. I was with you till that.
Good call, Gus. One thing that I would say there is that the Knicks, you don't back into the Eastern Conference Final. You don't win best of 7 series by accident. Well,
the Pacers kind of backed in last year with the injuries to the Knicks. They should have been there.
They still beat them. I mean,
they beat a diminished team. They were full strength without losing.
They had to go out there and earn it. And even in game 7, we were feeling the same way. Even though the Knicks were banged up, it was still like, oh, we're at home. Like,
you capture some magic.
At some point, you have to go out there and earn it. And the Knicks, you could argue like they backed into the first 2 wins, but they still won those 2 games. At some point, it can't just be, whoa, cross our fingers and hope that the Celtics get hurt or just miss every shot. No, like, at some point, you want to be taken seriously or not. You want to be an Eastern Conference Finals team or an NBA Finals team or not. And if you do, and I think that we do want the Knicks to be that and they expect to be that, they have to go out there and earn it. Go play a good game tonight from start to finish. Go beat the Celtics. It's not impossible. You've done it before. Go beat the Celtics.
I've learned a lot of lessons watching sports over the last lot of years, yeah. Right? And the two things that jumped to mind, very basic stuff. If your best players don't play great, and if you can't win at home, particularly in the NBA, you go nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, look, at home used to be a huge thing for me, but now it seems like that is not the case. Ron,
but tonight it is. Ron, they got to win at home tonight.
Yeah. Ron is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Ron?
Hey, guys. How's it going, man?
BC
South. Yeah, man, that was disgusting, man. This team has disgusted me, man. There's no way you're going to let these. This is the most important game in the last 25 years, and you're going to let these guys come in our house and not put their foot, but their whole legs up there behind, man. Hey, this team was weak. This team is weak, man. This team is weak.
Oh, Ronnie, hold on, Ron. Ron, don't end the show this way, man.
Let me explain.
Well, you don't have to. I don't really disagree, but...
Look at Chat, man. This guy, you were talking about Chat. He never gets down deep in the post. He's always getting pushed out.
Yeah.
And then when he goes up all week. And he's getting beat up, too. We're not getting no balls either.
We're not ending on a negative.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.